What's up, guys? You're watching Kicking It with Keish. I'm your host, Keisha Carter. And before we go any further with this podcast, if you're watching via YouTube, click that subscription, click the notifications, follow all of my platforms. Now that we got that out the way, you can also, if you're not watching me on YouTube via video or visual podcast, you can always listen to me on all your podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and or Google Podcasts. Per usual, I am so glad for you guys to join me, and I love each and every time you guys love to listen to my voice. Today, I have two beautiful young ladies with me. This sitting to my left is Miss Victoria, and that is her Instagram name. Feel free to follow. And this is Miss Adriana. That's her Instagram name. Feel free to follow. And today we're going to jump right into our podcast. We're going to discuss with you guys love languages. The title of this podcast is How Do You Love? Because one issue that I've noticed in my, dating life growing up in my 20s, that if you don't understand how somebody loves, it's hard to love them correctly. Like, there'll be a lot of problems, and the relationship will be a lot easier if you just figure out what love language that person speaks in, or loves in. Yeah, which love language they love in. Somebody write that down. That was perfect. So each of us took this love language quiz, and we gotta start off with our quotes, with our episode quotes. My bad. I'm gonna let my guests go first. Victoria, you go first.
So one of the quotes that I really liked, and I think it really meshed with my love language, and I'll probably go into this a little bit further later, but be grateful for all you are now and all you're becoming. I got this off the book, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. If you haven't read that book, check it out. And I feel like I really resonated with this quote, and it just kind of goes hand in hand with my love language.
Good. Adriana?
Mine is, never be too busy for the people you love. Never allow pursuits or possessions to become bigger priorities than your relationship. Love is what gives meaning to life. And for me, is, you know, I'm a happy person. I'm an optimistic person. And the way that I live life is by loving the people that I love the most. So that's the meaning of love for me. Is it can be a friend, it could be work, it could be anything. Love is what you make of life.
So, yeah. I like it. So, for my love quote, it's more like a love paragraph. When I wrote it down, I didn't know it was going to be this long at all. But we got, my love quote is, love can be expressed and received in all five languages. However, if you don't speak a person's primary love language, that person will not feel loved. Even though you may be speaking the other four, once you are speaking his or her primary love language fluently, then you can sprinkle in the other four, and they will be like icing on the cake. By Gary Chapman. Yeah.
That was good.
We can just end the episode here. That was great.
That was good.
So we're going to jump into, before we let you know what our love language quiz results were, we are going to jump into listing all of them. So the five love letter that, excuse me. Y'all know I usually have tongue tie issues. So let me slow down.
The five love languages are...
Name them out. Gift giving, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, and quality time. Adriana, what was yours? What was your test result?
I have short-term memory loss. Okay, mine was quality time. Okay. My number one.
And what was yours?
Mine was words of affirmation.
Okay. My result was physical touch.
I can see that.
Yeah. Mine was physical touch. And we're going to go into why we think what our results have been like they did. So I'll go first. I feel like mine was physical. I feel like my love language, my first love language is physical touch because, first off, it takes a lot for me to trust you to touch me. And once I trust you to touch me, I want you to touch me. I say touch me. You. Right.
I was like spacing out. Right. Like touch.
I say touch in general. Like I want to be.
Hey. Yeah. Like, how are you?
Yeah, not like that regular touching. More so like I would rather cuddle with you. I want to, you know, just.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I want to be in your. I want us to be in each other's personal space. That's what I mean by physical touch.
Are you the big spin or the little spin?
I don't know. I guess. I take turns. Like, I'd hold you or I'd let
guys
you
guys like to be held, though. Right. I think a lot of times we think, oh, because the girl's smaller and right. she's cuddly, like, she wants to be hugged at all times. But men do like to be cuddled
they
on. They like right. to be spooned.
Right.
Like,
they do.
I don't mind hugging. I don't mind cuddling you or being the one that is being cuddled. Like, I don't mind.
Aww,
like, let me wrap you in my arms and just, you know, give y'all
Yeah. No, and it's funny because like I took a class in college, human sexuality course,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and one of the major things is like, you know, learning about each other's love languages, and even just, I mean, if you're with your significant other, correct me if I'm wrong, but even if he's like, babe, like, you mean a lot, and just him probably touching your hand,
yeah, he just gives
it's
you...
just like probably gives you chills, and you're just like, oh my god, like. That meant a lot.
Low key, I get like a little anxiety there.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Oh. Okay. So. Okay. Honest moment. I'm a weirdo, and I embarrass myself a lot. And my viewers and listeners and followers, y'all know I'm always stuttering, always making myself look crazy, and it's pure accident. but I get so. I was sitting in the car with this guy, and obviously I really like him. We were sitting like you and I were, and I had okay. my hand like I had my leg like this, and all of a sudden he put his hand right here. And I I'm getting too excited. I was in the middle of talking, and all of a sudden I just stopped, and I was like, ugh. And in my head I was like, don't look stupid, don't, just play it cool. And the whole time I was like, ah! Like in my head I was like, okay, just calm down. He's touching you. You're hot. I'm hot. Is my sugar low? I'm hot. Just calm down.
Nicky gets sweaty, and then
he was wearing
a sweater. It's like you're steaming in there.
Right. And I'm such a toddler. So everything shows on my face. If I don't say it, everything shows on my face. So he looked at me. He was like, are you okay? What are you doing? I was like, nothing. Just nothing. Just nothing. So for you to be, you know, the speaker and you have nothing to say, that's crazy. You don't have no words. I was like, no, I have no words because I don't want to make myself look stupid, but you're touching me. I like it. I'm just going to try to calm down. So I like being touched by people that I trust to touch me. Like,
right. yeah.
I trust the people that I love. Like, my friends. I love my friends. I trust y'all to hug me. It means something to me. Mm-hmm. I trust to hug my parents or to sit and watch TV with my mom on the couch and have my head in my mom's lap. Like,
yeah.
that type of physical touch. That's, mm-hmm. I guess that's... how I show, obviously, it's how I show love. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's my top love language. Now, granted, you should always, when taking into consideration people's love languages, you should always look at the top three. My top three are, the first one is physical touch, the second one was quality time, and the third one is words of affirmation. Of course, I like gifts. You know, everybody likes little gifts of, you know, mm-hmm. appreciation. Let me know, you know, this, that, and the fifth. And acts of service. Like, I think I take all five into consideration.
Right.
Like, I see the love in all five. Like, I see the affection in all five. So if you do something for me, I'm going to be just as... If you do, like, do give me a gift of... Or you use your words of affirmation. Acts of service. Right. So if you do something for me or if you give me a gift, I'm going to view it as just as equal as my... number one love language. Mm-hmm. Like, just as equal as you touching me. It means just as much as you touching me. So, I don't want anybody to think that. I don't, like, personally, I take into consideration all five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm open to all five. Mm-hmm. I don't think I should be... Granted, we took this little quiz, but I don't think that I'm technically narrowed down to one love language. Like, one of the five.
Right.
I include all five.
Yeah, and I think as humans, I mean, all of these things, if someone were, you know, if my car breaks down and my boyfriend comes and helps me with my car, I'm going to be super thankful for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I exude a certain love language a little bit more, for me, as part, this is a process that I think that's taken me to get to. Now I understand my own personal love language.
Yeah.
So I know how I want you to communicate with me.
Right.
And I think that this is when it comes into play, right?
Right.
Like our strongest
right.
forms of love language.
Right.
I think with quality time, though, it's more of like, you know, it's a little bit on top of all of them. It has kind of like the physical touch is added into that quality time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I think it depends. I mean, it depends on who you are as a person. It depends on what do you define as quality time? Because your quality time may not be the same thing as my type of quality time, right? Yeah.
Which I need to get into that because I'm a quality time person for sure.
Me, as long as I'm in your presence, I'm excited.
I don't care what we're doing,
whether we sitting there watching a movie or whether we go out in public and shop or, you know, go to the park and do this or go run errands. I don't care what, going to church, going to a musical, but whatever. I don't care what we do. As long as I'm in your presence, that's time. Like, I consider that a quality time.
Right.
And then considering that we're our profession of aviation, we spend a lot of time alone. We spend a lot of time alone. Like,
you don't always get cool crews.
Right.
Hang out with, you go out for lunch.
You don't always get cool flight attendants or cool pilots that are like, you know, hey, let's all go out to lunch or let's hang out in each other's room. You don't always get that. So majority of the time, you're in your room alone. Like, after you go smile in 100+ people's faces all each flight and hand them Cokes, like, you know.
And carry babies around.
Right, because I like to work on holidays, weekends, and during the midst of storm Harveys and stuff. You know, you're spending a lot of your time by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's why the quality time is, the love language of quality time is important.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I date somebody, they have to have their own thing going on. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not busy with their own thing and building their own foundation, and I'm busy with building my foundation and doing my own thing, then they're waiting on me.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not always home.
Right.
And that's the easiest way for somebody to stray away into something else or start cheating on somebody. Like, you got to make sure. Granted, I guess not even just dating Keisha, but when you're dating a flight attendant, you have to make sure that you understand that quality time is important. And when you get it, you have to maximize it all, because we sit here by ourselves and think of that time we spent with you, and that gives us more comfort while we're sitting in these rooms by ourselves, or while we're handling these hotel, you know, it's a hotel room by ourselves. Like,
sometimes you have a whole 30-hour hotel room by yourself.
Right. Don't get a 32-hour overnight or layover and your crew is whack. Like, nobody wants to hang out.
FaceTime is your best friend.
FaceTime substitutes as quality time.
Yep.
Because that's
crazy how nowadays you can do that.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine being in, like, 20 years ago and not having FaceTime.
Yeah, you were able to...
I mean, yeah, you got to adventure out more because probably the crews would actually, like,
have to do stuff
to not feel lonely. And that would be nice. But at the same time, like, sometimes when you get off work, you don't want to be around your coworkers. Yeah. You kind of want to be alone and on FaceTime with your loved one.
Yeah. And then speaking of FaceTime, don't date somebody. Not saying don't date somebody, but when you date somebody that has an Android and they can't FaceTime.
Oh, my God!
My biggest pet peeve!
First off,
I'm sacrificing my blue text messages to look at your green text messages, which is perfectly fine because you're amazing, but...
Oh, my God.
Guys.
I got a video chat you on Instagram.
What Keisha's basically saying.
Whatever, fine. I'm not leveling him up. I'm not leveling anyone up to the fact that they have an Android. I'm just saying.
Don't have an Android.
If you want to be with Keisha...
Or Victoria...
Do not have an Android, is what she's
point
trying
blank.
To say.
Point blank.
I'm not saying do not have an Android. I'm just saying if you have an Android, I am sacrificing a lot. So that tells you that I really do like you if I'm finding other ways other than my primary FaceTime to look at your face while we are not together. So I'm just saying.
I always download WhatsApp.
I don't know.
I'm a blue texter.
I need to text you while I'm in the air.
I need to know that you're
a lot of time up there.
I need to know if it's delivered.
Thank you.
I need to know your location.
Number one.
Now, I will say Instagram, I'm not getting paid to promote Instagram, but IG video chat is good.
I've never used it. I don't think I've used it.
And at Instagram, if you're listening, I'm good for the promo. The next love language we're going to talk about is, what was yours?
Mine was words of affirmation.
All right, let's talk about it.
And it's crazy, which is kind of like going back to the quote that I chose, you know, fall in love with who you are right now and who you're becoming. I think a lot of times, looking back at my past relationships before, like, hitting this age of, like, late 20s, I never really understood like how to really communicate how I felt to somebody, how to have a conversation with my significant other and express, this is what I want you to do for me, because I didn't really know what I wanted, right? Not necessarily what I wanted in a guy, but what I wanted to be told, what I wanted to... And as I've gotten older, I've started to realize, if you miss me, I want you to tell me.
Right.
Yeah. If you want to see me, I want you to tell me.
Yep.
If you love me, I want you to tell me.
Yeah,
I words of affirmation are so important to me. And even with friends. If you're my girlfriend or, you know, my guy friend, you will catch me, you know, sliding in your DMs or, like, sending you a text message in the morning. Good morning. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Just, you know, here's a positive note. I love you. Hope you have a good day. But that's just because I love receiving that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's... And I think it's made things a lot much more easier dating nowadays.
Well, now you know what you want.
Because I know what I want him to tell me. And I think that's so important. As much as it's important to know what your significant other love language is, you have to understand yours.
Yep. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're, again, going to be lack of communication.
That's where the compromising comes in.
Right.
You have to know their love language.
Right.
They have to know your love language. But if that person is, like, really weak at your love language, then there's that barrier that you guys have to work on.
Right. And if you understand yours really well, you can tell that,
exactly.
Hey, you know what? I want you to text me good morning.
Yeah. Right. And then if, like I said, if you're an individual like me, and many others, and you just don't want to be, you took the love language test, but you're not technically secluded to one of the love languages, right. I'm open to all five. Like I said, I see the love, or I can give love and receive the love in all five. You have to know how that person, which one of those top threes is that person's way to love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to know if whether it's words of affirmation. Like, I used to talk to this guy. This is why I don't talk to light skins no more, because they be acting. But he would, like, give me 0.5 seconds. Not even 0.5. Yeah, 0.5 of a millisecond to say thank you after he held the door open. And I realized it was his ego and his pride, because he liked to hear thank you. Like, that affirmation of, I did something for you. Where's your manners? Like, say thank you. He held the door open for me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for saying thank you. And I'm like, oh, first off, I fight. Let's just calm down.
Yeah.
Second, thank you. And it took me a minute to realize, like, he likes to hear words of affirmation behind of what he does for you.
Maybe that wasn't the best way to express it, right?
Right.
And I was like I did something for you. Right. Like, now I'm kind of rubbing it in your face.
Yeah.
Well, he basically wanted something in return.
And that's
a good way to
communicate it.
The communication.
Yeah.
Right.
Granted, he's a great guy. We just don't know. We no longer date. But I do feel like one of his top three, if he hears this, he is a great guy. But I think one of his top two love languages are words of affirmation.
Oh, for sure.
Because he seems like the type of guy that you have to let him know, like, how you feel about him, or how you, you know, appreciate him, or, you know, things of that nature. And I wouldn't say it was to pump his ego, but, I mean...
People just like that, though, you know?
People just like that, though. Like, it feels good to be appreciated. Like,
very much.
Let me know how you feel about me.
Yes.
I like that. Like, granted, I'm good at words after I think about what I say. I've learned that, Keisha, you have to think about what you say, because when you just start talking, you not only embarrass yourself, but you could possibly get fired. So, think about what you're going to say before you say it. I'm good at writing it down now. Like, I'm good at writing. So, I can spend time with you, and then I have all these emotions and all these thoughts in my head, because I'm a Cancer, so I wouldn't say I'm overly emotional, but I have a lot of emotions. I have to figure out what I'm feeling to figure out what's going on. And as soon as I do that, I'm good at writing them down and letting you know, this is how I felt when we were together, and this is how I felt while we did this, or even my friends, this is how I felt as my friend, thank you for being there for me, because I feel like this when we're in each other's presence. You build me up, you just stand in fifth, and blah, blah, blah. That's just how I do my words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at writing it down after I reflect on how much I appreciate what happened while we were together, or what happened even if in each other's absence.
Yeah.
That's how I'm good at words of affirmation.
Yeah. They're important. They're very important.
It's crazy. Like, we're talking about the five, you know, words of, or not words of affirmation, but the love language, right? But with me, I'm a very, like, emotional person. That's where I fall under you. I'm a very emotional person. But there's, like, days where I want words of affirmation more than I want quality time.
Yeah.
And then there's days where I want more physical touch than I want words of affirmation.
Right.
So, it, like, you know, you don't have to be stuck on, if the test tells you your quality right. time, that's what you're looking for. No. Right. Because, yeah, like, for me, I'm, like, today, like, I don't get to see my boyfriend. Well, then, you know, I want words of affirmation all day long. You know, if I'm feeling sad, I want words of affirmation literally all the time. You know, if I was, like for me, I was gone for 2 months. The gifts, you know, like, randomly send me a box of chocolates telling me, hey, have fun tonight, or have a good time, good luck on your test. Yeah. You know, that would boost my confidence.
Those are also kind of, that also, too, I think is a very, like, like, that act in particular kind of has a combination of 3 words of affirmation through right. that. Right. And it has gifts. And yeah. it's also acts of service, because when they're supporting your dreams and supporting right. your goals mm-hmm. and helping you, because whether it's a little note just under your door or whether right. it's a text, it's helping you get through that rough right. time that's going to get you to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And that's acts of service.
Yep.
You know, from a friend, from a special lover. So, like,
he's not
a lot of things when it comes to relationship and doing things out of kindness and love does involve more than just one, you know. But, like, yeah. how you said, it depends on where you are in your life. Depends on who you're becoming. Depends on who right. you are now. Depends yeah. on what really it's going to affect you as far as those kinds of love languages that you want to see.
Mm-hmm. True. Now, let's jump into the love language of gift giving. I've been more of the gift giver.
Same.
I've never dated a man that has given me gifts.
Like, okay.
No, I'm more following your Keisha right
I'm more
there.
I'm more of the.
Wait, you?
Oh, I see. Like I said, I'm just not. You know, one of the. I'm not like, one of the five. I'm all five.
Right.
So
right.
I like.
This is probably the
giving
least one.
Gifts. No, for I you. Like. No. I feel like all five of them are equal for me.
So basically, you're more the person that, like, if you're in Dublin, for example.
Right.
And you see something that reminds you of the person that you are talking to. You're like, such oh, a flight attendant.
Yeah,
it is.
All flight attendants out there have done that.
I'm just making up this example. But
she's done it. She's done it.
You think about it, and it could be something really small and, like, right. just stupid.
Meaningful to that person.
But it could mean something to that person.
Or to you guys, your relationship.
Right.
Even whether it's small, or whether it's a small gift or a big gift, or, like, if I'm in JCPenney's and I see this shirt.
Her and JCPenney's.
It's my mom. Blame my mom. Because my mom loves JCPenney's.
She's in JCPenney. Like, my every bad. Time she's giving an
if
example.
If I'm shopping or something, or if I'm
JCPenney, if you're listening to this, you right. need to endorse her.
Thank you,
she
please.
Needs endorsement. You guys are probably, like, falling down. Right. So you need some help.
We're gonna stick with JCPenney's for my example. If I'm in JCPenney's and I see something, or, you know, like I said, wherever I am.
Yeah.
Or if it's something that I know you need or know you want, and yes. I know I can get it for you, or I want to get it for you, I do that.
Yes.
Now, granted, yes. I have had a guy, he took me to go get a massage. Now, I don't know if that falls under acts of service or if that falls under gift.
I think both. Yeah.
But let me tell y'all, the first off, that was the first massage I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Second, I couldn't believe it. Like, 5-year-old me in my head was like, oh, you get to go get a massage. And I was like, okay, Keisha, calm down. Don't show that on the outside. So I'm just sitting there like, okay, this is a lot. I like it a lot. So it was a lot, but it was great. And that was the first time I've ever had a man do something for me, and I didn't prompt him to do it.
That's awesome.
That I didn't came prompt out of him to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, I got a surprise for you. And I'm like, what? Wait.
That's sweet. That's very sweet.
This. And the entire, it took 24 hours for me to get the surprise. So he told me he had the surprise. I was like, okay, everything went through my head. Maybe he bought a whale. Where, Keisha, where
did
you gonna
y'all do a couples?
At?
Like, no. It was just you.
Yeah, okay. Just me. And I was like, where are you going to put a whale at, Keisha? How are you going to buy a whale? Where are you gonna put it? It was like all these examples of what the surprise could have been. And then when he told me what it was and we got there, I was like, this is so dope. Like,
it's so nice and thoughtful.
Yeah.
And then
there's so much stress, and then you know, okay. you do this nice.
And then I'm thinking, okay, so my turn. What do I got to do next? Like, and I've had
that's awesome.
Figured.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, like, I've been on both sides. I've been in relationships where guys do, like, cater me with gifts, you know, and it feels good. And I've been in relationships where I've definitely been one to give more. Not that it felt bad that he wasn't right. giving me anything. Yeah. I kind of fall under you. I prefer sometimes to surprise people. Yeah. Or, like, give something double. And when the guy was showering me with gifts, it's not that I didn't care for them. I did. I appreciated them. They were awesome. They were lavish, you know, and they were great. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that wasn't was gonna make me like him more.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Because your other, not to say your other love languages that way, but you know, you
yeah,
but more you know what
I think
yeah.
that love he did languages. For me, like yeah. send me the long messages that he would before like a big sales like meeting or before a big client meeting, then I would, that meant more than him buying me whatever.
Purchasing you.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask, because we're flight attendants, and since we're on this topic, I have to ask.
Oh, God.
What is the most cutest / sweetest / randomest gift you've ever given a guy? And were you dating the guy, or were you just crushing on him?
Giving him?
Yeah. Most thoughtful / cute, random
It's
gift.
Crazy when someone asks you a question and nothing comes to mind.
Right.
What?
But we would turn off this video and I would think like, about yeah, so time. Many.
Okay.
A gift or an act of
A gift. Well,
that was,
I mean,
an act of service.
That could be an act of service. I mean, we talked about how that could be too.
Well, this wasn't like international because I was working at a regional, but when I started dating my boyfriend, he never has time for, because he commutes, so he never had time for himself, and that's, he's a very humble guy, he thinks about everybody else. So it was October month, so it was pink month, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody had pink ties, pink, you know, scarves and whatnot, and I literally had a 3-hour sit in Houston. I went to JCPenney.
What?
No.
JCPenney is the go-to store for
it
everything.
Is. No,
it
I
is.
Hate JCPenney. Oh, my hey. God.
Oh, my mom.
Okay.
No, JCPenney's like, store. I was, right. It was, like, right. short notice, and he really wanted it, and it was almost, like, mid-October, but he never told me, you know, I don't have time for this. But I love to observe, and I know that, good. Like, you know, that just that gesture would do something good for him. And so I, like, went to the store, bought it, found him the nicest tie ever. Went back, and then I left it in his file.
That
so when he came
so
back, he found it.
Freaking
so,
cute.
Yeah. So that was the nice.
Snap, snap.
But that was like...
Hashtag best girlfriend move. Best girlfriend ever. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the only... Sweet. But it's not crazy, but...
I feel like I've done a lot of like cute things. Because that's the kind of person I am. Like I said,
right.
If you've dated me or you've had me as a friend...
Mm-hmm.
I'm observant. I remember things that you said you mentioned that you need or else want. Because
right.
let's be honest, a lot of times we want stuff, but we don't want to buy it for ourselves. We're like, we'll get it later.
Right.
Those are the kind of things people appreciate being received, right?
Yeah.
So there's this guy. We never really dated, but we had a thing and he was like a huge crush. So he was going to have his big boy interview after his graduation. He went to U of H and whatnot. So he was having his big boy interview, so I got him, like, the little folder, mm-hmm. for your resume.
Mm-hmm.
I got it, like, engraved with his name,
oh,
his, like, University of
cute.
Houston, like, years that he graduated, and I left it in his doorstep at night, so in the morning when he woke up, it was delivered right before his interview, or time, after graduation. So yeah, that was some
like thoughtful things. You
and
know?
We're still like we're cool. Like we're he's a very amazing guy, mm-hmm. and now super happy, super successful. So hopefully my portfolio helped with your success.
She's
the reason
Victoria.
For your success.
Yes, you gotta think of Victoria whenever
right.
you're getting that big bucks.
She's the reason for your success.
And pay her back for her. Folder.
No.
So I feel like gift giving and acts of service kinds of like lines up equally, sort of. Because sometimes your act
yeah.
of service could cost money, which money revolves into.
That's true.
Gift.
Kind of giving.
Right.
But sometimes
yeah.
acts of service. So like I think this is my cousin gave me this example. I had a friend who's dating like in between two guys,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And one guy seemed to always be there, physically. Okay, she needed money for something, he was able to do it. So it seemed like he was there for her a lot.
Right.
versus the other guy who didn't have as much money per se, but emotionally, mm-hmm. he was more available. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that meme where it says, you're looking at it from the outside, this guy is giving you so much money, right?
Yeah.
And then let's just say it's $100 that he gives you.
Right.
And another guy gives you $20. Who gave you more? Physically, who gave you more? Guy A, right?
Yeah.
They gave you $100. But guy B gave you $20, and that's all he had.
Yeah, he sacrificed.
So who gave you more?
Yeah.
Guy B. And a lot of times I think we confuse those things.
Which kind
of
guy would you want, Avery? Is the real question here.
Yeah, let's not answer that.
Wait. Keisha, which one would you want?
My blood sugar low. One second. No, I feel like when you sacrifice,
yeah.
The monetary or financial amount doesn't matter. Like, a sacrifice is a sacrifice, but if I'm in need and you're helping me, mm-hmm. and you give me your last, say you give me your last $20 versus somebody that got $1,000 and they give me $100, that's not a big sacrifice. Although it is a sacrifice, the one that's putting more on the line.
It doesn't mean a lot.
Has it less.
Yeah, to him it's just like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Right. And it's gonna be, I'm gonna do it because
it's no big
easy.
Deal.
Right, no big right. deal. But for the guy who's, I'm gonna do this because I love you right. and I'm willing to do anything yeah, for you.
Or even more so, I really care for you.
Guy B.
Guy B.
That's my
guy.
Or even more so, I really care. If it ain't love yet, even I, you know, I really care for you and I don't want to see you down or I don't want to see you without. Right. So I'm gonna give up myself to give to you. And I've noticed I've done that a lot with past relationships and situationships in my dating dating life throughout these 28 years. Yeah, I've given so much of myself that now I've grown to understand that I deserve to get some back too.
That's true.
And so now I'm more so as, I'm gonna cut for you just like you cut for me. I'm gonna give up myself to you as you give yourself up to me. So whatever you're giving,
it's important.
If you're giving 100, I'm giving 100. Right. If you're giving the effort, I'm giving the effort.
It's compromise.
If I'm giving, in the past, I've given so much more effort than him. Right. It was like I always ended up with the short end of the stick.
Always.
Like, I always ended up with the short end of the stick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving in every. Beyond every love language, I'm giving of myself.
She's
and
like,
everything
I'm
I had, and
I got now.
Nothing, and I got nothing, and now I know, like, I deserve to get back what I've given out, like,
right.
And so now it's like, if you're not giving me that effort, I can't give you that effort. But at the same time, and this is, y'all know my show isn't just a show for flight attendants, but flight attendant or not, if you don't have your own thing going on, like, you're not focused on your own goals, like, pushing towards your own goals and success, and we're making time for each other and we're keeping each other a priority, you can't be with somebody like me.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not toot my own horn, but I'm out here getting it. Like, I'm a full-time flight attendant because ain't no part-time.
No.
In my profession.
No. I had to process that one. I was like, no.
I'm a full-time flight attendant. We may not live in the same city or state. We don't have
by coastal. Let's make it happen.
Facts. I'm not too into dating flight attendants or pilots, so we
sometimes even weather. You,
right.
you make plans. You might not see that person for 3
right.
weeks.
I
now
need to
turn
be with,
to 4.
I need to be with somebody that's understanding. Like, okay, she's doing her thing. I gotta know that he's doing his thing, because if we're just waiting on each other, mm-hmm. like, eventually somebody's gonna stray.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like I said, I always end up with the short end of the stick, because men don't really know how to date a flight attendant. They just think it's a lavish profession.
True. I mean, one of the first questions you get asked as soon as you start dating someone, especially for me, I live in New York. I'm based in New York.
When am I getting all your benefits?
No, I haven't got that question.
As far as y'all concerned, I don't have no benefits. If you're not my mom, my dad, or my children, or my husband, and I don't have the last two, I'm so sorry. I don't know what benefits you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's you always get asked, well, how often are you in the city? And
yeah.
that's always that's always like a shit, right? Because especially New York, it's a lot of businessmen.
Yeah.
So a lot of people work that, like, Monday through Friday, hardcore. Like, they get home at, like, 10 p.m. And honestly, my weekends are sometimes Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Which Wednesdays in New York are so lit. But that is my weekend. And, you know, it's always like a, this guy is gonna, we're not, there's no second date after this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want that.
Yeah.
Security. They
want
to know that you're gonna be home every weekend. And honestly, I don't know if I'm at that point to be able to just
but show me
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Show me facts. Show me that we can work around each other's schedule and that we're open and understanding with each other and that we're, the communication is 100% honest and that we're making... we're going to make each other a priority at the same time as we have to understand that each of us is still like out here doing our thing.
Right.
So that's the type of man that I date.
Right.
You have to have your thing going on and you not just have your thing going on, you got to be making moves because I'm not out here stagnant.
But you also gotta be understanding, like, for me, example, I commute, so I live in New York, and then after a trip, I'm there, sometimes I sleep at the airport, and then commute to Houston. You know, there's times where, like, I'm so tired, you have to understand that I'm tired.
Yeah.
And that, like, you know, we might have had plans to, like, you know, dress up and go somewhere nice, but what if I'm not feeling well because I just worked 6 days? You gotta understand that she wants to
Netflix and chill because that's the quality time for her.
And that's quality time for me, yeah.
It makes sense.
So, you know, it comes with, you know, what she was saying, you know.
Yeah.
You have to know how to understand each other, and dating a flight attendant isn't as easy as people make it seem because we're tired, we're jet lag, we're going from West Coast to East Coast to Europe to back. Man, I could keep going.
All right. Pause. We got to take a commercial break. Give me a minute and 15 seconds. Listen to this amazing commercial because it's going to be my voice and you're going to love it. And we'll be right back to this episode of How Do You Love on Kicking It with Keish. We're kicking it.
Bye.
All right, y'all. See, I can't even get started with this again. We are back from commercial break, and we're going to dive into this next comment because it's great to open the second half with. So, one love language mistake is you should never assume others show love the same way you do, because then you'll make the mistake of thinking their love isn't there. So, for example, never think that just because you like to receive gifts and that's your way of showing love, that Adriana's love language and how she loves is receiving gifts, because you can shower her with gifts all day and she's like, no, but I just want your quality
time. Like my other guy.
Or I want your physical touch, or I just want your words of affirmation. Like, yeah, don't do that, because yeah. Then you'll get upset and be like, okay, well, do they even love me? Because they're not even accepting the gifts I give them. And it's like, that man or woman may not be primarily a primary gift-giving love language receiver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%.
And if you, yeah. So, and then this also comes into play, like, you have to actually have open conversations with your significant others or the people that you're dating or whatever, because mm-hmm. apparently dating and in a relationship
I hate that.
I don't know.
So much.
I don't understand what we're doing in these dating ages. I'm over it. But anyway, anywho, the person that you are dealing with,
that's so true.
You have to have open conversations, have adult conversations with them. Like, hey, how do you love? Like, if you were to pick the top three of these, at least start with the top three, if not the top two, if they can't narrow it down to one, let's start with three. So we can get to know, I can get to know how you love.
What do I need to do? Do I need to wake up and make you breakfast? Because I totally will. I love cooking for people. But somebody may not appreciate that, you know?
Right.
You know, yeah.
Or do I need to send you a good morning text every morning so you know that, hey, I'm thinking about you?
Yeah. And that's also the effort that you're willing to put for that person, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just not, you gotta be open and knowing that it's not just one love language that person may be fluent in. Like I said, me. If you wake up and cook me breakfast and you send me a text, or if I'm at work and you send me a text like, good morning, Keish, thinking of you, I'm busy today, whatever. Or even if you just call me, you got a lot going on, but you take time out of your day to call me and say, hey, I'm thinking about you.
People don't call anymore.
They do. They do call.
What?
Yeah,
your voice call.
That there is a man that will call me.
Gotta find me that man. Who's blowing up?
Oh, but they blow up your phone.
Right,
they blow up your
podcast. Right, he may not be making a call.
Words of affirmation, guys. Right. Words of affirmation.
He may not be making a call, but he's texting.
Actually, I'm okay. Like, I guess I've adapted to this, like, non-calling or if you're out there somewhere and you call, then maybe
YouTube.
Hey.
All right, guys, how do you or how would you introduce the love language conversation to your significant other?
You want to go first? Or are you thinking?
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
She's like, I read it.
I'm a very upfront person. Like,
cool.
I'm not a mean confrontational person, but I'm a blunt. Like, if I know what I want, and let's say I'm really interested in you, I just get to the point. Like, hey, you know, like, casually just ask, like, you know, do you know, like, what you want? Like, what kind of girl would you want? You know, like, what things do you like in a girl? And I just feel like we're all adults, you know? There shouldn't be any tiptoeing or trying to figure out or be like, what kind of guy do you think, he is to my friend? Like,
Google.
No. Google. Yeah.
Google, he's doing this. No. Right? What does that mean?
You should be able. We've all done it. You should be able, like, if this is the person you're interested in, you should be able to ask them so you can work on being, you know, not changing yourself, but doing the things they like. So you guys can, you know, connect better. Yeah. And there can be a better boundary there instead of starting off bad and then, like, getting better.
Yeah.
It's always better to just start fresh, you know, and you get to know that
person. And then don't find out somebody's, like, primary love language, but then start being obnoxious. Like,
don't scare him away.
Yeah, that'll scare him away. Like, be conscious.
And then that's when guys are like, oh, she's, what is that word they use?
Aggressive, obsessive.
A clingy.
I was all wrong.
You said obsessive.
I said obsessive. Obsessive. Now,
sometimes
it's seen as obsessive.
But sometimes it pisses me off because it's always like, why does a girl have to be the one that's clingy? Like, why do we always have to be the clingy, obsessive, love, romantic?
I like a man who's clingy.
You do?
I do.
I don't mind a double text. I'm not saying.
I don't mind if I don't pick up because I'm sleeping and you just thought of me and you're like calling me and then sending me a bunch of texts like, hey baby, I called you, you know, call me back, I miss you so much. Like,
okay,
I love clingy like that. Okay. Like, I get it, you're busy, you know, but like, be clingy every now and then because that shows me that
you also care. That's true. Words of affirmation. I like that.
Words of affirmation.
But you know, for me, it's kind of funny because like, and this is also kind of hard for my past relationships, communication, which I learned later, right? But I used to like dating long distance because
what?
I know.
I mean, if you live in New York and if I live in Queens and you live in Brooklyn or Harlem, that's long distance.
That's long distance. That's true. I'm saying like two different cities, Austin and Dallas, and Texas, that's about 3 hours. Yeah. I dated someone in San Diego, I'm in Dallas.
What?
But the reason why I liked it is because we had our time to ourselves to do our own thing.
Yes.
But then it's like on the weekends, we would meet up or every other weekend, you know?
Right.
Now, as I'm older, I probably would want to see somebody a little bit more than every other weekend. But that's why being a flight attendant to me was, like, cool. It's like, okay, I'm kind of getting away. You don't have a choice. I have to be away for, like, 3-4 days, and then I'll see you.
Yeah.
But it gives you your time to kind of go back to what she said, you know, to do your own thing, right, to, like, hustle on your own time and build your own stuff. But,
yeah.
I think this is going to be kind of funny, or I don't know, like, this is... I don't know if guys like this or not. I might annoy some of the guys that I've dated. But for me, it's really uncomfortable. I'm not as blunt as you. Mm-hmm. I may come off as a very upfront person. And I am a very open, honest person. But for me to be, like, how do you feel about a relationship? Or what do you want in a girl? It's, like, so nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'll be honest.
So I don't like to ask because I don't like to be like, okay, so what are you looking for? Like, what do you want?
Well, no, you don't
but directly ask
that. I know that. I don't want anybody to make the mistake of thinking I'm rushing into anything.
Right.
But it has been...
So annoying, though, right?
Well, it's been 9 years since I've been in a publicly displayed relationship.
Okay.
So I'm not rushing into nothing.
Right.
If I don't know it's solid behind closed doors before I was going to tell people in the public, people are going to want to know who I'm talking to. Even if they see your face, they want to see a face. And so it's like, I'm not going to put you on anything, or I'm not going to be like publicly open about you until I know what we have is solid.
Yeah.
And at that time, I don't want you to think I'm rushing for anything, because things that are rushed are not legit.
Yeah.
When you rush and build a house, that foundation ain't sturdy. So I'm not trying to rush on nobody's foundation.
But what's rush, right?
Rush is
Right. How long?
Everybody has their own time. Again, and again, that's a big
conversation. That's a whole nother, right. Like,
that is very true.
Everybody has their own time. Like, granted, if I were to ever meet a man and things hit off within the first 2 or 3 months, and he was like, you know, Akeisha, I do think I want us to have, you know, be in a relationship with a title on it. Like, we're not just significant others. I'm your man. You're my lady. Bet. If the cards played out right and, like, we were doing the things that showed that that was something we would be sturdy on, like, that foundation was set,
yeah,
I'm all for it. But if you hadn't been consistent, I hadn't been consistent, you've been playing, one of us been playing,
That's reasonable.
But then I'm not going to let nobody waste my time. I let a man waste I let a man play with my time lesson learned, for 9.5 months. And I'm... My birthday gifts, I didn't receive one birthday gift from him. I got a happy birthday text from him.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
I bought him gifts, more than one gift, because there was more than one thing that I knew he wanted. And so I'm spending my little regional flight attendant 2 cents that I had, saving 2 pennies to put them together to make sure he had the gifts he wanted that he didn't know he was getting, like, to spoil him for his birthday. And I was doing things for him, and it's like, okay, yeah, no, he wasted. And then when I asked him, like, months later after his birthday, I was like, okay, so what are we doing? He had the nerve to tell me, I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to rush into nothing. I'm just, you know, we just playing it cool. We know what we got. What's understood don't need to be explained.
Bye.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. What I meant with, like, being upfront is, like, you know when a man wants you.
Yeah.
So that's when you talked about this yesterday. That's when you should be confident enough to ask him.
So if I've been in your bed for more than 1 or 2 times. Okay, more than 2, 3 times.
No.
I say no, listen. for me, I'm telling you. For me, I feel confident. I'm like, okay, because I'm not going to just get in any guy's bed, right?
Yeah. Right.
So if we get to that step and I'm coming over more frequently than, you know, this is a thing, a repetitive thing. Then I feel like at that point, bed talk is whenever I feel comfortable asking. Yeah. Which I think a lot of times guys don't like that. I get it. We like almost, I feel like I've heard some guys say like they get cornered, you know?
Right. Yeah, and
But guys do understand that we want to know what's going on.
But not even just that. It's not even just that. I just think and I'm talking for me because it could be different for different girls. But for me, this is like a comfortable, if you were just, I just saw you naked.
That's where you're naked. Most vulnerable.
We're trusting each other right now. Because I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. I'm here with you. I'm trusting. I'm somewhat trusting you, you know? So I want to be able to feel comfortable asking you those kinds of things. And I'm not cornering a guy. That's not my way of cornering somebody, but it is me feeling comfortable.
Right. Yeah. And for me, it's like, I do want to know what's going on, but I'm not going to ask you what's going on. I'm more of the person that's going to watch how you're treating me or how we're treating each other. If we're equally invested into each other and we're, you know, like I said, if we're equally invested into each other and we're still making each other a priority while still handling our business financially, mentally, physically, you know, all that we got going on, but still making each other a priority, I'm going to watch our actions. Yeah. I'm going to see how we're treating each other. And I'm not going to say that I don't need to hear what's going on after a while, but men, after a while, if you got a legit connection with somebody, within the first, like, 4 months, 4 or 5 months of y'all having this legit, consistent connection.
Yeah.
Especially if y'all have slept together. You kind of probably need to open your mouth and let her know what's going on. Because
and don't make a girl feel bad for asking you.
Right.
Because, first of all, let's just be real. Intimacy is what it is. Intimate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So don't make a girl feel bad for asking you, like, okay, you know what, I like you, or, like, where is this heading? Because, honestly, you're in her bed as much as she's in yours. Like, yeah.
And girls, same thing for women. Don't waste his time. If you know you... Stop letting him take you out to eat if you know you just talking to him because you hungry.
Ah!
Stop doing that. Stop wasting that man time.
Yep.
Stop letting him... I think I want Whataburger. Or I think what you doing? I'm hungry. Stop always being hungry. Get up and cook. invite him over or something. If you can't cook, y'all go somewhere. You pay for the food. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, it goes both ways.
Don't waste nobody's time.
Don't be double standard.
And don't make someone feel bad for feeling the way they feel.
Whether it's a woman, he or she, you don't make them feel bad for asking what's going on.
If you are a man and you're making a girl feel bad about what she wants, date a man. Because every girl, there won't be one girl. She could be the most tomboyish girl in the world. But if she's into men, there won't be one girl that won't question you or question the situation.
Because nowadays, there's situations.
Yeah, there's situations.
But then you, as a man, should want to know what's going on.
If you're that invested into this girl, you know, you're taking her out to eat, you're sleeping with her, you're talking about the future with her, but you can't tell her what you want and what you guys are.
No, just leave. Let her
just
go.
Just leave. Yeah, let her go. Let her go. Let her go, girl.
Yep.
All right, so last question of the episode, and then we're going to wrap this up because we've been kicking it for about 45 minutes. Yep. But it's no problem. Great episode. What do you do if he or she refuses to love you like you want to be loved?
I think that's an automatically let's be out. I mean,
we gotta go.
I'm holding the door for you.
There's two things. Is it they're not willing to
refuse this? So you guys have talked about,
like, we're right now laying in bed and you're like, babe, like, I want you to tell me like you like me. I want you to text me in the morning, good morning. And he's like, but I'm not like that.
He just can't do it.
He's like, I'm not gonna text you good morning because this is not what I'm gonna do. It's not who I am.
If he doesn't try, then you're out.
But if he fails at trying, like he's attempting, but he thinks words of affirmation is, hey, you look good.
Then that's not fair.
Then that's just like me. I need to teach him. Yeah. I need to let him know. Like.
Yeah. Hey, but you can't change someone.
You can't. But sometimes people don't really understand.
They will change if they feel that hard.
Not even just changing. If you really like somebody, like if I really like this man and I know that one of his top three love or one of the ways he likes to be loved is acts of service. If I'm over his place and I see like some clothes on the floor, if I see whatever, if something needs to be tied up and cleaned, I might just, you know, wash a dish or two to show him, okay, I do care about, I'm showing you this act of service because I care.
Right.
Yeah.
If your socks on the floor, I'm picking them up, putting them together, sit them on the counter table, the side bed table or something. Acts of service, if I know you're looking for that, or not even if you're looking for it, if I know that means something to you, even if I don't feel like picking up your socks, let me get my socks off the floor real quick because he wild.
Yeah. But you're thinking about him and his feelings.
Right.
They're taking into consideration.
Yeah. Although I think that backfired on me once, guys.
Because you end up doing his laundry.
That's the hell. Oh,
my God. This guy let me stay at his place. And I've known him for years. Like, years now. And we, like, reconnected. I stayed at his place. And he was so nice. Like, this guy, like, took me to dinner. He let me stay at his place. He emptied a whole drawer to put my clothes there for, like, the week. Aww. You know, it was, like, super sweet. I was like, you know what? I really appreciate the fact that he did this for me.
Right.
Let me stay in his place while I was interviewing for this company. And I folded his clothes because he left his clothes in the dryer. Folded his clothes and I did his bed before he left because I'm like, I'm not going to leave and be a pig.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think he left. I think it might have, but I was like, what? Like, I thought that was nice.
Yeah, but that's probably where the love language comes in place. He probably
thought you were looking for more. Like, he probably misread that.
Yeah, he probably misread that. There was a miscommunication there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, that's where you have to know the person well enough.
What do you do? So, this is what you do when somebody absolutely refuses to love you in your love
You
language.
Have to walk away.
You have to, because in that...
It's going like to cause issues.
I feel like it's settling.
You're definitely settling.
I feel like it's settling. And I'm...
Because I was settling right now for people who just text, and she just told me men call. Like, what?
What did what?
Remember, right now, I was like, men don't call anymore, so you just got to text. She was like, men will call. And I was like, oh, I've been settling this whole time.
If they...
Yeah. Let me change.
I deserve a phone call. It's not even I would have to tell him to call. Like, I hadn't heard from you. How's your day? Even Keisha. If it's a quick text.
Oh, who's this guy?
All right, next. All right. So, guys, you are watching Kicking It with Keish. We've been kicking it. Yes. We're going to keep kicking it. Thank you, Adriana and Victoria, for joining my podcast. Please look forward
Thanks
to them.
Thanks for having
Subscribe.
Me.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Follow these beautiful ladies. Follow all of my platforms. And yeah, like I said, you're watching Kicking It with Keish. We've kicked it. Bye, guys.
Bye.